This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American pastor Andrew Brunson is now a free man, and according to President Trump, he's on his way back to the United States. This is after a Turkish court convicted Brunson of terror charges, but ruled that the 2 years he already spent detained means he will not serve additional time and is free to leave the country. The detention of Andrew Brunson sparked a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Friday he will still attend a large investment conference in Saudi Arabia later this month in the face of growing evidence that a Saudi journalist was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Meantime, as AP's Ben Thomas reports, Jamal Khashoggi, his fiancée, is urging President Trump to take action.
What about Jamal Khashoggi? That's what the Saudi writer's fiancée tweeted in response to President Trump's announcement that Turkey was freeing an American pastor. Jamal Khashoggi vanished 10 days ago after he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He was there to pick up documents he needed to get married, and his fiancée was waiting outside. Saudi Arabia denies he was abducted or harmed, maintaining he left the consulate and then vanished. Yesterday, Trump called U.S.-Saudi relations excellent and said he doesn't want to scuttle highly lucrative arms deals with the kingdom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Residents and rescue workers in Florida and other southeastern U.S. states were in the midst of recovering Friday from the devastation inflicted by Hurricane Michael, the remnants of which have moved out into the Atlantic Ocean. So far, at least 11 lives have been lost. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
We saw wind gusts of almost 70 miles an hour in the Outer Banks, rain totaling almost 10 inches in Allegheny County.
Emergency personnel scoured through areas where entire blocks of homes and buildings